Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine, and I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor. And I've said, y'all, just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have. But it's an amazing product. And the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and most importantly, why it matters.
Fusion. Amplifying truth and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So much to get to. We will take a look at the breaking news and technology today. We'll check in on Decision 18. Bob Hugin from New Jersey, will he win that seat? He's being endorsed by his party's, his opponent's party. And also, Carol Markowitz of the New York Post. But we start with all the latest from Washington with Byron York. Stand by.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Huge news day for you, friends. Thanks for being here. Glad to get straight to it. Byron York is the top senior political reporter for the Washington Examiner, and we always appreciate his insights. And, Byron, there's so much I need to ask you about today. Thank you, first of all, for making time. I know that you're probably so busy filing what you've got to get done today that you would take time out is really a gracious gift to us, so thanks. But two stories that I know you're going to be keenly watching, and one is the Kavanaugh hearings, and the other is the unveiling or the finally declassifying of the documents for the FISA warrants and everything else. When that story broke last night, What did you begin to think and understand, and what have we learned so far about what these documents will hold for us?
Well, we've been expecting this for a while. Members of Congress, Republicans in the House, have asked the president for several months now to do this. And it took a long time. There were some people in the White House who didn't want to do it. The president did. And finally, yesterday, he did. And I think what we're going to learn, I mean, the biggest thing I think we're going to learn is more about the Trump dossier and the role that the Trump dossier played in the FBI's Trump-Russia investigation.
Sure.
I think what are called the Bruce Orr 302s are extremely important because Bruce Orr, as you know, was that was the Justice Department official, and he talked frequently to Christopher Steele, who was the former British spy who compiled the dossier, being paid for, of course, by the Hillary Clinton campaign. And what the way it worked was Steele would talk to Orr, give him all the latest dirt he had found, and then Orr would go to the FBI and tell the FBI what Steele had told him. And each time this happened, the FBI would write it up, a report on this, on talking to Orr. They were called 302 reports, and there are at least a dozen of them. We've never seen them, and the president has said release those. So I think that would be a very big deal. And then there's, as you know, part of the Carter Page FISA application, the application to wiretap Carter Page, which was released in heavily redacted form. Maybe about 20 pages of that are going to be released. And Republicans say, I don't know, I haven't seen it. The Republicans say it's a big, big deal.
In addition to that, there's a bunch of new text messages that are going to be released. And I was not aware that we had possession of these, but ones from Andrew McCabe, ones from Jim Comey, ones from other members that may no longer be part of the operation, but were at some point in time. Is there any anticipation that we're going to get more insight on maybe just how connected some of these, what I've referred to as a possible conspiracy, were?
Well, something is possible. I have to tell you, I was a little surprised when the announcement came out yesterday and it said that the president had ordered the release in unredacted form of Russia-related texts from James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Bruce Orr. Now, remember, we'd been getting in kind of dribs and drabs these texts exchanged between Strzok and Page.
Right.
And some of those had been quite newsworthy. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know how often James Comey texted. So I don't know how much this is. It sounds like it could be important, but we'll.
But it definitely surprised you. It was something that wasn't in the mix already, and it kind of caught your eye.
Yeah, I mean, I had even reported on this. I had said what was expected to be released was a portion of the FISA application, which that was, in fact, ordered to be released, and then the Bruce Orr 302s, those were ordered, and then I said there was some other stuff, but I didn't know exactly what they were. So yeah. Apparently it is these texts.
That's going to be it's going to be interesting to watch, and I'll know that the Byron York column space is where we're going to go find all of it, because you're going to have the best insights for us, as you consistently have on this story as long as we've been following it. Let me switch gears to the other meltdown story in Washington. You've got Professor Ford, and you've got James Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh, and they're all set for next Monday. But what is conceivably going to happen here? I noticed you retweeted something from Susan Collins that they're going to be allowed to cross-examine each other. This is really turning into quite a spectacle.
Well, Susan Collins, we don't know that. We don't know that'll happen. But Susan Collins, who's not on the Judiciary Committee, but is a very powerful player in all this.
Certainly.
Suggested today that the lawyer for Christine Ford and the lawyer for Brett Kavanaugh be able to question the other person before the senators start asking their questions. It's not a bad idea in the sense that, you know how Senate questioning goes sometimes. There are speeches delivered and rabbit holes that are chased.
I've never seen Cory Booker do such a thing. I've never seen Cory Booker do that once.
And that's right. And some senators have Spartacus moments. And all that stuff happens when you let senators just talk as they like to do. So the idea of having a lawyer actually conduct some questioning, it's not a bad idea. So this was suggested by Collins. She made it public, but it would be up to the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Charles Grassley, to right. decide whether to do that or not.
The president said this morning that
I would add one thing is I don't think we know formally that Ms. Ford has actually decided to appear.
Oh.
I think Charles Grassley, the chairman, said on a radio program either last night or this morning that the committee has gotten in touch with her on a number of occasions, and she has not responded. So her lawyer has said that she wants to appear, but now that it's gotten very specific, you know, Monday, I'm not sure that she's actually formally agreed to it.
That's newsworthy because President Trump said this morning that Brett Kavanaugh is, and this was his word, eager to tell his side of this story. Byron, I think all of us that remember it, are old enough to remember it, felt that there was very much an Anita Hill, Clarence Thomas thing developing here. And I've referred to it as a similar high-tech lynching, not for racial reasons, but for ideological reasons. These leftists don't want Planned Parenthood touched. They don't want Roe v. Wade to be overturned. And they think that he's got some sort of magic wand that's going to do that. At the end of the day, at the end of Thomas's response to the Senate when he was before them, he said that this was about people that don't play the game the way the people want the way the powers that be want them to. And Kavanaugh seems to fit that mold. What happens if she doesn't show up and they don't really have anybody's side except his to take on? Is this still a campaign issue for them going into November?
Well, look, I don't think it could seriously be her story could seriously be considered if she didn't show up.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that she will show up for this because she's now gone public with her story. Remember, she approached the Washington Post in July, and then she approached Congress in July,
right?
And then she retained a lawyer, a Washington lawyer who specializes in these kind of cases. Also in July, and in early August, at that lawyer's behest, she took a polygraph test. These are not really the actions of somebody who plans to remain anonymous.
That's true.
All the way through. So, we'll see.
Okay, and you'll be covering it. Byron York, Washington Examiner, always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough Radio, we continue. Carol Markowitz up next.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
My husband's blood pressure has dropped 30 points. I've lost 8 pounds. He's lost about 20 pounds. His arthritis is gone. You guys have given me back my husband. I'd come home from work, and if he beat me home from work, he would be laying in the recliner, and I would feed him supper in his recliner and would be like really boring, pathetic, old people watching TV while we ate dinner and then go to bed exhausted and wake up tired. I came home from work last night and he was mowing the lawn. It was just, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's so amazing.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641. All right, Kevin McCullough, if you're one who's 75 or older, own a life insurance policy that's 100 grand or bigger, I want you to get a pen and to write down some information. Again, you need to be 75 years of age and have a life insurance policy that exceeds $100,000. But did you know that you could convert that life insurance policy into cash right now? I'm not kidding. You can turn your life insurance policy into cold, hard cash. I know the economy can be a struggle for some. People need cash. They need it right away. Well, you can get cash right away for your life policy. If you're over 75 and have a life insurance policy of $100,000 or more, write down this number. Give these folks a call. It's all free. Stop paying the premiums. Stop paying those. Turn that policy into cash right now. Write down this number. 844-WE-BUY-75. Use the cash to pay bills, medical bills, whatever you need. Call 844-WE-BUY-75. That's 844-WE-BUY-75. Call now. Brought to you by Golden Opportunity.
Coming to theater September 14th. Unbroken, Path to Redemption. The journey home from World War II was just the beginning.
You're Louis Zambrini, aren't you?
Thank you.
For what?
For preserving the free world for silly girls like me.
Witness the next chapter.
You think you can run a 4-7 mile again?
I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Of the unbelievable true story.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Here tonight, there's a drowning man. Just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Based on Laura Hillenbrandt's best-selling book.
These men, they did terrible things to you. What are you going to say to them?
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters September 14th. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough saying thank you for making us your choice. As we continue to kind of heat up the election cycle, as the elections of 2018 continue to be just around the corner, we are following not only the most important figures in the political landscape, but also the most important analysis of what's going on. And Carol Markowitz certainly fits that bill. She is a weekly columnist for the New York Post, and one of those people that, you know, she can talk as in-depth and is analytical about some nuance of a political story, and then the very next day hits you right upside the head with something common sense and practical from life as well. So it's, she's really a dual threat when it comes to making you think more clearly, and we always enjoy having her with us on the Tuesday edition. Hello, Carol.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks so much.
I mean, I mean every bit of that. When I've got people like in the A block, like Byron York and Kim Strassel and Molly Hemingway, and I'm able to come into this cleanup hitter right behind them with someone like you, we really do have the brain trust of, I think, some of the best conservative minds in America. And I don't apologize for the fact that it shows in our ratings. We're having a great year. And
okay,
I was actually with a talk show host the other day, and he's like, "Oh, I'm having a bad year. My year's down." I'm like, "Mine's not. It's the best we've ever had." So, sucker, take a lesson.
Kevin.
That's right. Anyway, welcome back. So, ask you, the accusations from this Ms. Ford, the university professor that's now accused Mr. Kavanaugh. They're going to slate this for Monday. They're going to each get a time to say their piece. And then I think we're going to have some sort of moment where, you know, they're going to have Q&A and everything else. What is your sense of, from a historical perspective, from a contemporary perspective, what are your feelings about where we're at with the Kavanaugh confirmation?
You know, What's most shocking about this, and I'm no babe in the woods, I know how politics works, I know how dirty and disgusting it could be, but what's really most shocking to me is that Dianne Feinstein sat on this for over a month, let the hearings happen without ever bringing it up, and now is using it as a tactic to delay.
Even in her private meeting with him, she didn't bring it up.
Right. Right. She does not think this is a story, is really what it is. This is a last-ditch effort. This is a classic case, a classic Hail Mary to rid us of, you know, to rid America of this nominee. And I think what's crazy is if they succeed, what do they think is going to happen? That Trump is going to, like, not nominate anybody else? It's going to be Barrett. I mean, hello. And so I feel like it's going to backfire. I've also seen, even before like any of the details came out on this, and even after, I've seen so many Republicans saying, you know, I was very disillusioned. I've been kind of like out of the, you know, caring about politics game. But this has motivated me to vote in November. And, you know, I still think it's going to be an out year for any party is always difficult. And so I do think that the Democrats are going to have some serious gains in November. But I think this whole episode has backfired politically for them because I hear Republicans caring more about other Republicans winning right now.
Well, you know why? Because this is exactly the nasty swamp that Trump got elected on. He got elected by saying you're dysfunctional. Rat brains that are in Washington are screwing the country over, and they're not getting the work of the people done, and they're not getting the business of government done. And
right.
the whole thing that made Trump was this kind of junk.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
The fact that they're coming after a guy that has the record that Kavanaugh has. So someone on Twitter asked me yesterday, goes, well, why is it so important that he be the guy? And I said, do you know anything about his history? 300 independently authored decisions. He enjoined, I don't know, thousands more. He's got
he's a brilliant guy.
He's got experience at the highest levels of security and counsel levels within a former administration. He's he's been on the federal bench for however many years as long. He's been vetted by the FBI 6 times. They don't have one scintilla of any kind of this behavior happening ever again. And you know what people say about why do people think that Stormy Daniels is a probability? Because they think, well, Trump probably cheated on some people in the past and that probably happened. Why do they think Bill Clinton would probably do it again if he had the chance to? Because it's a pattern of who they are. There's none of that with this guy.
There's no pattern here. Right. You know, and it's not even in the larger sense that like we should be defending our side. But in this case, he just seems like I feel like we'd be hearing more. You're absolutely right. We're not hearing any kind of pattern at all. And, you know, the letter that was signed by 65 women who knew him, I was thinking, you know so many guys from high school that I'm like still good friends with that I think are great guys, maybe were great guys then. Would I sign a letter saying that I am confident that they never did anything when they were 17-year-old idiots? Like, no, I can't think of many men that I would knew at 17 that I would sign that kind of letter for, and yet he got 65 women to sign that letter. There's something to that.
Yeah, well, and he's got two aides that have worked for him for over 10 years each, and they're like, we don't even recognize the guy that's in that description of that account. And so let me ask you this thing, Carol, because you said you've been in politics. What we find, so we don't know anything about her right at first. She's just anonymous, and then we find out that she's a registered Democrat, Bernie supporter, resistance member, contributor to all things left wing. She actually marched in the Women's March. She actually had her parents. Bankruptcy? No, some case that came before Kavanaugh's mom's court because she's a judge in the state of Maryland. And all of a sudden, no one in the media mentions any of what could be, and I'm not saying that it is, but it could be very strong motivation to try to torpedo this guy.
Yeah. Also, the fact that in previous conversations about this, she never mentioned him.
His name.
A lot of questions. And, yeah. I'm willing to hear her out. I just wish this was a month ago that we were hearing this out.
No, I think we have to hear out at this point. But what what I'm hoping we don't turn into is Anita Hill, Clarence Thomas. But if they go there, I hope that Kavanaugh responds as strongly as Justice Thomas did, because what they did to Thomas was wrong. And they're doing it again. This is a high tech lynching. It's not because of the color color of his skin in this case. It's because he's conservative. It's because he's pro-life. It's because they're afraid that Planned Parenthood is going to go bankrupt if he gets on the court, which maybe are all legitimate fears. I don't know. But it doesn't mean you get to bust the whole system up. You don't get to do that. There were consequences to the election, and one of those consequences is this Supreme Court justice gets to take his spot if he's qualified for it.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. We didn't even get to your piece, which is a great piece. It's in the post from yesterday. U.S. Education Can Use a Ton of Rethinking by Carol Markowitz. Go read it and then forward it on to all your friends and make her page views explode through the ether. Carol, I appreciate your common sense.
Thank you, Kevin.
Talk to you soon. It's Kevin McCullough. When we continue, Decision 18 proceeds. Bob Hugin has more endorsements by people that should, on paper, be endorsing his opponent. So why is that happening? We will ask the senatorial candidate from New Jersey next. And then Ari Fleischer. He was in the green room with me at Fox News yesterday. Ari Zolden, another one of my good friends named Ari, joins me for the tech segment coming up. Don't go away.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
My husband's blood pressure has dropped 30 points. I've lost 8 pounds. He's lost about 20 pounds. His arthritis is gone. You guys have given me back my husband. I'd come home from work, and if he beat me home from work, he would be laying in the recliner, and I would feed him supper in his recliner and would be like really boring, pathetic old people watching TV while we ate dinner and then go to bed exhausted and wake up tired. I came home from work last night, and he was mowing the lawn. It was just, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's so amazing.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the Bed Topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Coming to theater September 14th. Unbroken. Path to Redemption. The journey home from World War II was just the beginning.
You're Louis Zamperini, aren't you? Thank you.
For what?
For preserving the free world for silly girls like me.
Witness the next chapter.
You think you can run a 4-7 mile again?
I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Of the unbelievable true story.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Here tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Based on Laura Hillenbrandt's best-selling book.
These men, they did terrible things to you. What are you going to say to them?
Unbroken.
Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters September 14th. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
Continuing coverage of Decision 2018. Unparalleled access to assist you in the most important midterm elections of your lifetime. Exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hey, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? We've been talking about the Kavanaugh confirmations and the hearings and the circus that's now infesting the swamp that is D.C. I'm sorry, friends. It irritates me to no end. All I can envision is Clarence Thomas at the end of his very, very similar treatment. No proof, but accusations, and all of it treated as though it was gospel law. And him saying, this is a high-tech lynching. And you would rather crucify me and my family than to put me on the Supreme Court. And he said, there's no court worth that. Well, is the same thing. If you're tired of getting the same result, stop sending the same people to Washington. Because that's what's happened. You have literally Pat Leahy, who was on the Clarence Thomas confirmation committee. He was in there. Joe Biden chaired the thing. Anyway, someone who is making new ways to do things is, and he's not even in the Senate yet, but who knows, he may be at that judiciary panel at some point in time. Bob Hugin is his name, and he has some interesting news from the campaign trail. Mr. Hugin, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Kevin, always great to be with you, and you're so right about these Kavanaugh hearings. Why is it now? People have this information in July. Now, these things need to be reviewed to make sure we fully understand them. But he needs the opportunity to have himself become cleared. He's denied all these things. And so it's serious. We've got to investigate. But why was it withheld from July?
Yeah. No, well, and you know, I didn't know this until the president brought it up yesterday. But evidently, Feinstein was one of the people that had a very lengthy behind-closed-door meeting with Kavanaugh. And she didn't mention it in that meeting in private. She didn't bring it up there. She didn't bring it up the whole time that the judiciary hearing was going on. And, Bob, this is the kind of stuff, and we're speaking with Bob the Marine, not Bob the criminal. I want to make sure you know the difference in the state of New Jersey. Bob Hugin is the guy that will be doing things differently when he gets to Washington. Bob Menendez is the same old pay-to-play corrupt guy that can't be trusted. Anyway, Bob, the thing about this is that they don't, you can't in any procedural way stop Kavanaugh from getting the votes. And you can't, and they tried in the hearings to put some sort of blemish on him, and he just came shining. You know, his demeanor was so composed and well kept, and he's such a good guy. So they're willing to destroy a man to keep from doing their job. And this is the very thing that gave us Donald Trump as president. The people look at Washington and they say, that's dysfunctional. It's broken. It doesn't work. The people are not getting what we have voted for and what we need to have there. And Bob, we've got to send different people there to get a different outcome.
Yeah. No, you're so right, Kevin. I hope this is the low point where we say enough is enough. Let's act like people who care about the people and not our party and do what this country needs as opposed to what you think is your political interest for re-election. It's disgraceful, and it's time to get this resolved. And I'll tell you, I'm committed to making sure when I'm down there, I've lived my life with integrity and honor and with the kind of values that we all share. We've got to live that life. And I promise you, when I'm back on this radio show on a frequent basis after I'm elected, to make sure that I'm held accountable to live and deliver for the people of New Jersey and serve with honor.
I appreciate that. And, you know, senators are a little bit different than congressional reps because you do not only represent the entirety of your state, but you also have great influence over what happens in other states. So it's an even more important thing. My youngest son just saw Spider-Man for the first time. There's that great line in there, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. And that's what we've seen a lack of in Washington, D.C. But let me move on to an interesting development in your race. You have had person after person from the opposing party come out and endorse your candidacy. Talk to me about who the latest is and what is causing this blue wave to roll in the direction of Bob Hugin.
Well, you know, I'm very humbled by the support we have from everybody, Republicans, independents, and clearly Democrats now. Every week we've been announcing endorsements from Democrats, most recently a very experienced and talented mayor, Tony Fredo, who has been, you know, a public servant and lives and walks the walk in terms of working with others and doing things in terms of a way of putting the people first and not politics. So I'm so honored with his endorsement. And that's what we all need to do, is focus on the people first. And I think it represents that people in Jersey recognize it's gotten too much. It's bad morally. Our values have been, we've been so embarrassed by what's happened, violating the law, disgracing the Senate and abusing the power of his office, and also that's not delivering for the people. We're dead last. New Jersey gets the least back from Washington in any state. That's not acceptable any longer. I think the people now recognize we have a chance to change this on November the 6th.
Yeah. Well, people, you got to get registered. You got to vote. And if you want to follow Bob, do it on Twitter. He's a great read. And we appreciate everything that you're doing, Bob, to bring common sense, good conservative values back to the great Garden State. And we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. Thanks for having me. BobHugin.com.
BobHugin.com, H-U-G-I-N. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
My husband's blood pressure has dropped 30 points. I've lost 8 pounds. He's lost about 20 pounds. His arthritis is gone. You guys have given me back my husband. I'd come home from work, and if he beat me home from work, he would be laying in the recliner, and I would feed him supper in his recliner and would be like really boring, pathetic old people watching TV while we ate dinner and then go to bed exhausted and wake up tired. I came home from work last night, and he was mowing the lawn. It was just, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's so amazing.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're one who's 75 or older, own a life insurance policy that's 100 grand or bigger, I want you to get a pen and to write down some information. Again, you need to be 75 years of age and have a life insurance policy that exceeds $100,000. But did you know that you could convert that life insurance policy into cash right now? I'm not kidding. You can turn your life insurance policy into cold, hard cash. I know the economy can be a struggle for some. People need cash. They need it right away. Well, you can get cash right away for your life policy. If you're over 75 and have a life insurance policy of $100,000 or more, write down this number. Give these folks a call. It's all free. Stop paying the premiums. Stop paying those. Turn that policy into cash right now. Write down this number. 844-WE-BUY-75. Use the cash to pay bills, medical bills, whatever you need. Call 844-WE-BUY-75. That's 844-WE-BUY-75. Call now. Brought to you by Golden Opportunity.
Coming to theater September 14th. Unbroken, Path to Redemption. The journey home from World War II was just the beginning.
You're Lou Zamperini, aren't you? Thank you.
For what?
For preserving the free world for silly girls like me.
Witness the next chapter.
You think you can run a 4-7 mile again?
I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Of the unbelievable true story.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Here tonight, there's a drowning man. Just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Based on Laura Hillenbrandt's best-selling book.
These men, they did terrible things to you. What are you going to say to them?
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters September 14th. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
On the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zolden of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yeah, Ari joins me every Tuesday, and we get to delve into one of my favorite sections of the news, the newspaper. The one locally here that really does a very good job of reporting on tech news all the time is the New York Post. And they consistently have stories that you just don't see everywhere else, and I'm grateful that they do. But I'm also grateful to be able to pick Ari's mind, because I understand a lot of these things are, you know, months in development, and as they come about, it's interesting to see what it represents in the tech world. Ari, welcome back. Good to have you.
Great to be here, Kevin.
So we've got a billionaire who's going to fly around the moon. When is it going to happen? How much will it cost? What do we know about what he will have to do by way of personal preparation? But it's here. We've got a commercial flight of someone that's going to go to the moon and back.
It's amazing. It's SpaceX's Elon Musk's first official customer. And again, this guy's worth about, his first customer is worth about $2.9 billion. He's 42 years old, one of the, you know, richest people in the world, especially within that age demographic. So for him to splurge on a joyride around the moon, is quite funny. But, you know, we spoke off air a bit, Kevin, that, you know, we're going to look back a decade and be like, oh, you know, we're going to end up, you know, bringing our families around the moon for winter break. But definitely from a historic standpoint, being the first one is definitely quite interesting.
I mean, this is like, what's the complimentary example? I'm trying to come up with one. I guess when commercial airlines finally took that first flight where they had paid customers, I mean, separate from the Wright brothers, you know, trying to get the thing off the ground on the beach. But this is going to be quite something. And I do think it portends that a lot more commercial passengers are going to go. And how soon does the price begin to come down? Or I mean, what's it costing him this time?
You know, I'm not sure he disclosed the actual ticket price yet, but you know, I would be shocked. I'd be shocked if it was anything under $20-25 million to be able to do this.
Yeah.
But in terms of when the price points are going to come down, it's going to depend really on how many customers they can actually, you know, do this, and the technology behind it to be able to get people, you know, up there and then returned hopefully safely in a pretty seamless process. And again, it's, you know, people aren't going to necessarily be going around the moon, but I could definitely see them taking a short flight trip. But for right now, Kevin, it's the billionaire club only.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of clubs, Tesla has dominated the electrical vehicle market for quite a while. In fact, I pulled up behind one at a light the other day, and I was just annoyed because I was like, your car doesn't even make noise. I don't like that. Get away from me. I need a car that, like, you know, has some sort of drive to it. But it looks like Audi is set to make a charge at them, and I've been seeing more marketing from Audi recently. They're ready to launch an electric SUV.
And I think that it's going to do really, really well. Look, you know, we speak a lot about this on the air every Tuesday, but, you know, competition, especially within the technology world, is super, super important. So for Tesla to have a competitor, overall, it's good actually for the both of them, right? It ups their game. But at the end of the day, if we want electric to become mainstream, it's got to be affordable to the end user. And I think this is definitely in the right direction. What I think is even more interesting, Kevin, is the fact that that Audi partnered up with Amazon Home Services to be able to deliver the charging station to your home. And I think that this is, you know, 20 years ago, if I told you a used book reseller online would turn into, you know, or evolve and work with an automaker, you would have said that I was crazy. So you can sort of see, obviously, Amazon wants to get into the home, and now they're partnering with Audi to be able to deliver a charging station to the person's home.
But that's the thing. I mean, the internet became the great equalizer. It just flattened the playing field, and so there's really nothing that can't. There's no frontier anymore that's not conquerable from the online perspective. It's really, really an astounding thing to realize. Hey, real quickly, there's some controversy about this. Now, every time I get in a car, when Fox sends a car for me to come do a hit, like I did yesterday, my driver will now do, he or she will say, excuse me, Mr. McCullough, would you like to go via, you know, what's the best way you'd like to go? And I'm like, well, just pick the GPS. And they'll say, would you prefer Google, IMAPs, or Waze? Like, they're asking me which GPS system I prefer. And I'm like, I don't care. The one that's the fastest. Get the car going. this is really a competitive space, isn't it?
It is. And obviously the dominant players right now is Google Maps and Waze. And we know the history of Waze. Waze was bought, Waze, an Israeli company. Google took them out a couple of years ago, purchased them a couple of years ago. And the dominant player in the space is without a doubt is Waze. They've got a huge international footprint as well. You know, and a question is whether or not is Waze the end all and be all in terms of GPS, and can we rely on the map of Waze to be able to get us to our destination with 100% accuracy? Obviously, the answer is no, but they're getting closer and closer to that point.
And the good thing about Waze is, if I'm not mistaken, it's the one that allows people to see real-time things to report and kind of automatically update on the fly.
Yeah, which is absolutely, it's amazing. It's live traffic layered onto Google Maps. So at any moment, if there's a quicker route, it will guide you in that path. So in terms of you're trying to get to A to B in the quickest, most efficient way, I mean, how incredible is that?
Yeah.
And what are they doing? They're crowdsourcing traffic.
Yeah, it sounds like a blockchain.
Exactly.
I'm kidding. Exactly. I'm kidding. I always get that wrong. Anyway, all right, great to have you. Thanks for being here. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. All right, Kevin McCullough, if you're one who's 75 or older, own a life insurance policy that's 100 grand or bigger, I want you to get a pen and to write down some information. Again, you need to be 75 years of age and have a life insurance policy that exceeds $100,000. But did you know that you could convert that life insurance policy into cash right now? I'm not kidding. You can turn your life insurance policy into cold, hard cash. I know the economy can be a struggle for some. People need cash. They need it right away. Well, you can get cash right away for your life policy. If you're over 75 and have a life insurance policy of $100,000 or more, write down this number. Give these folks a call. It's all free. Stop paying the premiums. Stop paying those. Turn that policy into cash right now. Write down this number. 844-WE-BUY-75. Use the cash to pay bills, medical bills, whatever you need. Call 844-WE-BUY-75. That's 844-WE-BUY-75. Call now. Brought to you by Golden Opportunity.
Coming to theater September 14th. Unbroken. Path to Redemption. The journey home from World War II was just the beginning.
You're Louis Zamperini, aren't you? Thank you.
For what?
For preserving the free world for silly girls like me.
Witness the next chapter.
You think you can run a 4-7 mile again? I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Of the unbelievable true story.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Here tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Based on Laura Hillenbrandt's best-selling book.
These men, they did terrible things to you. What are you going to say to them?
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters September 14th. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine, and I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor, and I've said, y'all, just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have. But it's an amazing product, and the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the Bed Topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us and so thankful that you are with us every single day. Friends, as we are preparing for this most important midterm election of our lifetimes, it is more critically imperative now than ever that we think clearly and that we have the facts at our disposal. And that's why I think what's happened to soon-to-be Justice Kavanaugh, I believe, is so wrong. Because there is no... And the Democrats that have put all this up in front of us know this. There's no way that you can go back and prove or unprove something that happened 36 years ago. Especially when the woman involved said she didn't even remember it for 30 years. So it was so tragic. It was so traumatic. Well, Kev, she suppressed it. Okay. And then they brought it out with this shock therapy that the mainstream psychological world does not even practice. They look down upon it. And she didn't have Kavanaugh's name attached to it until just recently. And in the process, and I'm not saying we shouldn't hear her out. We should. We should totally hear her out. But I lived through the Anita Hill, Clarence Thomas debacle, and I know what that did to our national conversation, and it wasn't a good thing. It's still not a good thing. When you have no evidence, when you have no proof, the American standard is innocent until proven guilty. And that's what makes things like the OJ verdict frustrating, because there was all kinds of evidence, but guilt wasn't decided. But in a situation like this, and you ask yourself with any degree of liberal understanding, they found him guilty already. And it reminded me of that Clarence Thomas moment when he said exactly what was on his mind.
I'm here for my name, my family, my life, and my integrity. I think something is dreadfully wrong with this country when any person in this free country would be subjected to this. This is not a closed room. There was an FBI investigation. This is not an opportunity to talk about difficult matters privately or in a closed environment. This is a circus. It's a national disgrace. And from my standpoint, as a black American, as far as I'm concerned, it is a high-tech lynching for uppity blacks who in any way deign to think for themselves.
Beyond that, the Kavanaugh circus is not racially tainted the way the Thomas hearings were. But it is very much ideological. It's an ideological lynching. They want to see Brett Kavanaugh twist in the wind at the end of the hangman's noose because he deigns to say that the Constitution might not support what the courts have put forward as law for years. And they're going to go to any length they can to try to prove it. I'm Kevin McCullough.